It's a joy to welcome one of our own to speak to us this morning, Reverend Denise Judd.
Morning, everybody. Today, the chapter in the Holmes Papers Ideas of Power that we are going to chat about is called How to Help Yourself and Others. And in this, Ernest Holmes, once again, humor in this chapter just made me giggle throughout. So I hope that each of you got the same joy out of reading this chapter. So we're going to talk a little bit about the tools that work for ourselves and others that he shares, the love and the law, the principle. And he makes quite a few analogies that I think are really cool. And then he also has a good portion where he has where like we're questioning our nature, you know, whether we're good enough and that kind of thing. So we're going to talk about all of that and sum it all up and go out and make powerful things happen in our world for ourselves and others as we move into the week. How's that sound? I'm going to start off with what he has to say towards the very beginning. God is a divine presence in our heart, enabling us to think and know, and will and do, and recognize each other. Hold in each other the living presence. How wonderful to look upon humanity and say, I behold in thee the image of him who died on the tree. It is wonderful. Love is the lodestone of life. Love is the only emotional security that is known to the mind of man. Love is the only emotional security that is known to the mind of man. Love is the basis of everything, the divine givingness. There is no security without it. We believe we are surrounded by love. Now we also believe we are surrounded by law. This is the next important thing of mind in action. Something that acts creatively upon our thinking, always tending to produce it in form and project it in our experience the way we think it. As man thinketh in his heart, so is he. These are the two great pillars of our conviction, the law and the love, the presence and the power. These are the tools we work with to help ourselves and others. Now, this means in the simplest form that you and I have the power within us right now, right now, right this morning, right here, just as we are. You got to take that in because that's pretty powerful. In its simplest form, he is saying and knows, I have the power within me right now, right this morning, right here, just as I am and just as you are. All right, so that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit more about the law part, because the love is so easy to see and feel and imagine and bask in, and the beauty of God expressing in everything inside of us and all around us. It's just beautiful. The law part, the part that makes it work, that's back of it, is it's a little harder to really grasp sometimes or trust. So he talks about the law like as a gravitational force, like say gravity. And he talks, I just love this. So he's like, all right, so I'm going to take this salt shaker and I'm going to move it from this place here. Now, we have to convince and concentrate on that salt shaker to make the law of gravitational force work. Are we going to pray about that? Are we going to treat about that? Are we going to go, oh, we got to make it work. No. It just works. That's the law. That's how that law works. He also talks about when we plant a garden. Do we plant a garden and then pray really hard, hoping that the seeds that we planted will grow? And do we pray really hard that the apple seed that I planted will actually be a tomato plant? No, of course not. No, we trust, we know. We plant that seed all nice in its dirt. We give it some water. We know the sun, God's sunlight is, the intelligence within that seed is going to handle it. And it grows. We didn't make that garden. This is the same, another thing that he says is like, he didn't like make the garden grow. Nature makes the garden. God makes the garden. Spirit, universe, the law put into place. We plant, and the law goes to work. It knows what to do. One of the other things that he says is that, well, we know that we can treat or pray for others, and that what we are doing is actually working within our own mind and within our own beliefs to know for that person. He says, like, we could go plant a garden in our neighbor's yard if they asked us or if they wanted us to. And does it mean that that neighbor has to pray and concentrate whether that's going to grow? No. Do I have to do that? No. All does it. It's just a matter of using the law and how it works. So he goes on to say that, we don't have to convince the seed to grow. We don't have to convince gravitational force to work. We don't have to convince the law, the love and the law to work. It just works. It's always working. It's working when we're not even thinking so about it working or praying about what we want it to do or work for us. It's just always working. He said that when he was younger, that he felt responsible to make things happen. Like, if what I want is to be a youth minister, I've got to take these classes, I've got to do this, and I got to do that, and make it happen. But as an adult, he said, this is what I want to share. It is a great relief to be able to set the universe down and let it roll. Let it roll. Instead of us having to control and force and push and, this is not what we need to do for trusting spirit, believing in spirit. Practicing using the law. So the next couple of section is kind of where he talks about us questioning our nature, whether we're good enough. First one. And this is what he says. You are plenty good enough because God made you. What you have to ask yourself is not, am I good enough? Rather, is my thinking effective enough? Do I love enough? Do I give enough? Am I happy enough? Am I kind enough? These are the evaluations that are spiritual, not if you are good enough. Of course you are good enough. Of course. Of course. God made you. I mean, hello. I just love that he shares that, you know, don't take on what anybody else thinks. That's not who you are. And that one of the biggest things to making the law work for us is taking time to know our true nature. And that's what will make the law work in the way that you're wanting it to or desiring it to. And that's the first place we need to look. But don't ask yourself if you're good enough, because you are. You are, I am, everyone is. We're perfect. How more spiritual can you be than to believe God is all there is? And to love and adore God and talk to God and know you live in God and God lives in you. I don't think you have to worry about that, because it is all there is. You can't change it, and I didn't make it. We only accept it. It is the simplicity that God is all there is. I didn't make it. We can only accept it. So it's the same, like growing up, you know, we knew if we turned on the light switch, boom, maybe not all of us, because there were times where I didn't have electricity growing up. Well, we do understand and are taught the law of when of electricity turning the switch, and you know, it's gonna do what it does. It's just a matter of fact. I wonder, can we just matter of fact, you know, use the law? Plant the seed, we walk away. Can we do that with ourselves? Can we do that with our lives? Can we do that when we are treating or using affirmative prayer for ourselves and others? That is a powerful thing to embrace the love and the law and just know that it works. And there's the quote, the famous quote that's, you know, and we can use it, right? There's this power that we can use. We're always using it. It's not, can you use it? We're always using it, whether we're conscious of it or not. Pretty powerful. It's better. Well, I don't want to say better. It's the powerful thing to truly embrace our God-given nature and to use it in the way that we want to express our life and see the lives of all those around us and the world. So the next question he offers up is, do I know enough? Do I know enough? Do I have to take another class? Do I have to learn something else, another language, or do I need to learn Latin? Here's what he has to say about that. You know enough. The whole question is, do you do it? And do you believe now that your word is in prayer or in the law of mind in action, or is a seed of thought planted in the absolute? Wait a minute. I need to read this again because I'm emphasizing it incorrectly. If you know how to believe that there is something greater than you are, you know enough. The whole question is, do you do it? And do you believe now that your word is in prayer or in the law of mind in action, or is a seed of thought planted in the absolute and that it must bear fruit? Do we really know that? I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I mean, sometimes I know it and I'm very clear about it. And sometimes I'm not so sure, or I think I'm not doing it right, or I need to do more, or I need to learn more to be more of that spiritual being and be able to hold it and know it and feel it and see it and bask in it. You are good enough. You know enough, and you are spiritually enough. So the last question is, how do I do it? Do I concentrate? Do I really concentrate? There's a really great, he talks about a mathematician. Where does a mathematician concentrate the law of mathematics? He doesn't. He uses it. The law of mathematics, he just uses it. He doesn't concentrate on it. So forget concentration. When you plant a seed, you do not concentrate any creativity. You plant a seed. I liked that he said, do you hold thoughts? This was one where I just thought he was pretty funny, where he said, do you hold the thought? Like he said, if you took everybody in the world and everybody held in their thinking that the earth was flat, would the earth become flat? Like, no, it wouldn't flatten anything out but our own heads, and we'd be completely exhausted from expending so much energy concentrating on that fact that you're wanting to manifest. All you do is affirm and believe in your own affirmations. You don't need to convince anyone except for yourself. Your own beliefs and awareness. That's it. You affirm it, and then after that, the most important thing is letting it go. Let it go. Do we hang on to it? Do we keep saying that over and over? Do we go the next day and go back and re-concentrate, focus? I'd say that what I learned was that if my belief is still questioning, that it's important to do another treatment, do another prayer, because when you're doing that, you're actually working with your own consciousness and you're working on your own belief. And that's okay. And you can do that as much as you like, as long as it takes for you to then feel like you truly know. You know, and you are good. You've planted the seed, the garden, and you can let it go and walk away. And that's part of spiritual mind treatment. You know, that is the last step, is releasing and trusting. So, you know, and of course he says that's the most difficult thing, because, you know, we like to pick that ball back up and have control and, you know, go, oh, I want it over here. So the last thing is about having faith. He says you have to have faith. We have to have faith, but we are not having faith in a forlorn hope. That's powerful. We're not having faith in a forlorn hope. It's not just something that may or may not come to fruition. But we're having faith in a law of cause and effect that we know exists. We're having faith in the law of cause and effect that we know exists. Faith, he describes, is acceptance. It's an acceptance and the assurance of a law that is now proven to exist. Proven to exist. Scientists, you know, my last couple of talks, I brought in the science because it excites me that the science is catching up with some of these principles and knowledge that we have come to learn through this philosophy. And to me, that just solidifies more and makes it easier for me to, you know, convince myself, if you want to use that word, or to truly have faith and belief in how spirit and the universe works and how I can use it. And the wonderful thing is once we are aware and conscious of it, we can direct it. We can use it in a way that we are aware of what we're doing, and knowing the power of spirit in our hearts, in our lives, in our bodies, in our world. We could go around unconscious, you know, about this knowledge and information and truth. Does that mean the law isn't going to work if I'm in that place? Absolutely not true. It's still working. It's still working. So I think I would prefer to be conscious of it. Because I know my mind personally has moments that it goes off and is thinking things that icky things. And do I want that law creating all that? Mm-mm. No, thank you. I got to catch myself and go, whoop, hang on. Do you want to really create that in your world? No. So. As much faith, we need to have as much faith as when planting a seed that it will grow. I remember many years ago when I was first in St. Louis, still doing ministerial school, I went to, I think it was like a Pentecostal church, and they did amazing production and music and all this stuff. And there was a guy that was a missionary who came to talk about what he'd been doing. And he told a story about how he, while he was there, I'm not sure if it was India or Africa, I'm thinking probably Africa, but While he was there, he the nurses, like every week, would take your blood and, check you out, make sure you're okay and in the conditions that were there. And he found out that he had some kind of blood disorder. Was concerned that he wasn't going to be able to stay there. He was going to need to go, come back to the States and be treated medically. And he decided what he was going to do is the nurse was trying to give him some kind of medication, whatever. And it's not that we don't believe that you can't take medicine if that's not where religious science and science of mind is. This is mainly, y'all know this, but anybody who might be listening doesn't know that. I want to make sure they know that. And so this guy decided that he was going to just pray about his health. And so he told the nurse, he's like, I'll be back tomorrow for you to do the test again. And so he prayed really hard to Jesus, and next day went and got his blood work done. Still had some work to do, so he did it again and again. And I don't really remember now how long it was, but it wasn't that long where he got tested and he was completely healthy and fine. And when he told the story, I was still science of mind, learning and knowing, and I was like, how amazing that he was able to know that truth and who God is to heal him, heal his body. And it made me go, do we in science of mind, do we really have that conviction, that same trust? And to me, that's kind of what Ernest is saying here as well. Play with it, practice it, learn how to use it, and you will develop more trust, more faith, more just being able to walk away from the garden knowing it's going to grow. I love that he also says there are no opposites to God. There is only one power in the universe, and in such degree as it is used constructively, it will take precedence over everything else. So, in conclusion, we've talked about love and law. I talked more about law because it's a harder one to grasp. It's a harder one to really just, our human minds want to understand or figure it out, know exactly how it works. And, to me, that's like all the science too behind it, like how to do that. But we don't have to know all that. We don't have to do all that. If we just have that faith, the acceptance and the belief and the knowing, that's enough. We've talked about whether we are enough or we're good enough. Absolutely. God made us. We're good enough. So, I want you to just close your eyes for a moment as I read this conclusion from Ernest Holmes. You are the person. Here is the place. Today is the time. This is the moment. The word is in your own mouth. It is an affirmative word. You speak it and believe it and identify it with what you want to happen and then let go of it, no matter who you are working for. himself, someone else. Now, the next thing I would like very much to make plain, very much, still eyes closed if you want, do not please wait till you know more, get more spiritual, get a bigger understanding, and feel more weak in the stomach. Please do not wait. The garden that isn't planted won't grow. The seed that is not sown will not flourish. The word that is not spoken cannot act. The prayer that is not said and accepted cannot be answered. Experiment with it. Use it. Breathe. So I just know in this moment, God is truly all there is. I allow myself to bask in that knowing, feeling the beauty, the power, the peace, the joy, all the characteristics of God, Spirit, are within me. They're within you. That beauty is you. That love is inside of you. A law that works. We can use it. We are using it. And so I know for each one of us right now that we easily plant our seeds with trust, with faith, with knowing, and we walk away and let it go because we trust that the law has got it handled. We work with our own consciousness, our own beliefs. We align ourselves with all that God is. So I just know that this week is going to be brilliant, amazing, because we are going to be using this and playing with it and experimenting with it and developing the stronger muscle of trust and knowing. I just see each of us smiling, giggling at some of even the way that Ernest presents some of these matter-of-factly, like the salt shaker. You know, gravity works. Don't have to convince it. Just as I don't have to convince that which I choose to create in my life through Spirit. And I know that for each of you as well. And so I truly just give thanks for this time that we have come together to share, to learn maybe, but to greater embody the truth of who we are. And so I just release my word, knowing that it's already acted upon. The law's got it, and the love surrounds us. So it is done. And I let it go, because it's complete. And we say together, and so it is.